Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I was just told that the assignment was missed Friday night. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. As we were talking about the Tyler Perry Christmas party, I mentioned guys from New Edition were there, and they kind of reformed, and they did the hits, but they did not do this. Noelle, if she were there, would have ran up to him and said, "Y'all missed it. Missed your assignment.
Y'all put the extra quarter in the jukebox. You want this one, right?"
Yeah, I get it. I mean, but you know, it really. Other than Audra Day, it wasn't a slow music kind of crowd.
Right.
It was.
Everybody wanted to move.
They were moving there, and she's right though. It's the holidays. They should do that song. Right? But, you know, maybe Audra would have done that one with Stevie, if she, you know, someday at Christmas. We should get that. Now, here's the other thing. I'm kind of embarrassed about two things.
What's that? What's
one
that?
Still is Dick Van Dyke thing. But
well,
one
that's
is.
Been a while.
I have not seen Tevin Campbell in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't recognize him.
Yeah.
Like, I had to do a double take and go, "Who's that?" And they went, "That's Tevin Campbell." I was like, "Really?" Okay. I hadn't seen him in a minute.
Yeah.
Right? So I just, but sounded incredible. You know who else showed up and didn't really perform, but just because they're like kindred spirits?
Just around.
Taraji P.
Okay. And she can do that.
Exactly. She can just fly
in.
Yeah, like Charles Barkley.
Yeah, just drop in, right?
Everybody's happy to see you.
Right.
She came out there. Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning. It's top of the hour. Good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
And a good morning to all y'all up in Winder.
Up in Winder.
In Winder. That's was it?
Going up 316.
Yeah, but what's that place we went to? Is it Chateau Alain, Winder?
Oh, that's Braselton.
Braselton. I thought that was, where did we go to? It was up there near Winder. I thought that was the place.
It's not far from Winder.
I thought that was the exit we took.
You know.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Something like that.
If you go one way, you go to Winder, but you go the other way.
Before we get into this other thing that happened this past week, we did start the show talking about what happened at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, and you were in the building for that incredible matchup. The Celebration Bowl kicked off the bowl season in a way it's going to be hard for these other bowls to match.
And that's the thing. It's been an exciting game if you go back to the very first one. And a lot of people who may not watch HBCU football, HBCU sports, maybe not knowing what to expect, and they tune in and say, "Hey, this is good ball.
Yeah,
this is a good game." You know, it didn't start out that way. It started out 21-0, you know, Prairie View, but South Carolina State comes back, and then they trade the lead all through the second half. Exciting game, and South Carolina State wins 40-38, four overtime. So shout out to South Carolina State Bulldogs for me. But both teams for coming to town and playing a well-played football game yesterday that people got a chance to watch.
Also, this past week, we all saw the story of Michael Jordan and 2311, Denny Hamlin, his partner, going to court, taking NASCAR and the France family to court because of what they have, and I'm going to capsulize this as best as possible. Tell me if this is accurate. They've had in the minds of others a monopoly on how they do business, and Jordan's and his people were saying they wanted them to change the business model.
Yeah.
And that's what they were attempting to do.
Well, the charter system. The charter system is what you have. You know, you have a car, you have a charter system. You have to have a racing charter in order to be a locked-in spot, you know, when you show up at the track. And there's some cars and some teams that do not have that. They're coming in and they got to do things to race their way, to qualify, to get in and compete each week. But you feel like some of these long-standing teams, you know, people who really have put the investment and spending the money into it, you know, lock these people in with something that will be permanent, you know, rather than this system, the way things have been. And so that's part of it. The settlement ended a lengthy legal battle, ensures that NASCAR's charter system will be permanent, providing teams with guaranteed spot in races and a share of revenue. That's the other thing. We're gonna divvy this money up a little different. And you know, there are other guys, the other teams to me, kind of sat back and said, okay, we've been into this for a long time. We're not going to be the ones to step out of line. We, you know, we've been on this thing all the time, and NASCAR's been good to us, and we've been good for NASCAR and whatnot. When Jordan's come in and say, okay, you know, if I need to be the lightning rod, I'll be the lightning rod.
I got enough money to keep going if this don't work.
You know what I mean?
Right.
But also, as a business thing, you know that NASCAR wants his brand. You know what I mean? They want his brand to be a part of it. They've been wanting him to be a part of it for years. Because of where he comes from, you know, because of North Carolina. And he knows about NASCAR. And he was involved with the motorcycle racing team. I don't know if he still has his motorcycle racing team that races up here at Road Atlanta every year. He had that for the longest time. So NASCAR was waiting. He was involved. He's already sponsored by Haynes, which has been a NASCAR sponsor. They've had him at the Speedway to wave the green flag to start races down through the years and whatnot. But to come in and invest and put his brand out there and put that Jumpman logo on a car, you know, that opens up so many doors, you know, for NASCAR.
But
as far as other sponsors that want to come, as far as, you know, potential partners that want to join in, and a signal to maybe other professional athletes, hey, don't you want to come and be a part of this? Mm-hmm. And so I think that's the thing of his brand coming to NASCAR, what it potentially does. Now, if he get his teams to win some games, he got to get Bubba Wallace to win some races. You know, Tyler Reddick is doing a great job, but because he's very competitive too, and he wants to see his teams
win.
That's
the word, though, right there, competitive. And NASCAR should have saw this coming because they all saw The Last Dance, and they knew what kind of mentality this dude had. And if there were anything, I mean, he talked about it. Whereas in The Last Dance, it was more about the individuals. But here, it's the bigger picture. And he's their teammates, right? He's in this sport, right?
Right.
And it's almost like as if the NBA had something that just affected the Bulls. You know he would have had something to say about it. This sport had something that affected maybe everybody else, but his team and another team were the only ones that decided to step up and say, no, we see how you guys are doing. And this is a product also of the information age, right? Everybody knows where things are going. They can see what's going on or they can figure it out. But he was not going to let the sport that he's now in with both feet, because he ain't playing basketball anymore. It's not like he's going back to his other job.
Yeah.
This is it for him.
Yeah.
And for them to have this thing that's been going on from the beginning – and him being there, they just had to figure he's going to say something.
Yeah. Well, absolutely. And I, you know.
And then take it to that nth degree, as you said.
Yeah, absolutely. But it was his team, 2311, and Front Row.
Front Row, that's the other one.
And they drove without charters this year.
That's the other thing.
They drove without charters. It's, okay, you don't want to have charters, we'll drive without charters.
So is it millions of dollars that they drove, they left on the table because they drove as an unchartered team? The understanding of this is a little bit different and difficult for us to discern here, and we'll get somebody on, maybe Adam or somebody else, who can break this down at some point. But the fact that he took this from soup to nuts and walked out of that courtroom with a win against that sport is a big story.
The allegations were that NASCAR participated in a monopolistic practices, bullying the teams you know, that comprise the top ranked level. Basically saying, you know, bullying, we're going to pull your charter and whatnot and threatening people. And these folks are your business partner. You know, that's you know, how you going to do that? These folks are helping you make your money. And so, you know.
And say it out loud. We're going to continue using that word bullying to Michael Jordan and his team.
Yeah.
How well do you think that's going to work out?
Yeah. Well, I mean, some people watched it to see. Because some people know that NASCAR's been standing for a long time. You talked about when it was started. And so, you know, are they going to – but I think they saw what makes good business sense. And I've always said that about NASCAR. When I tell people I go to NASCAR, I say, you ought to go see it. Oh, is this kind of people there? Oh, is that kind of people there? I say the color that matters at NASCAR is green.
Yeah, that perception part of it is –
The color that matters is green. And if you can find a way to make everybody get some more green or win or whatnot – you are more than welcome under that tent. You know, they really are. And so that's what I was saying. This whole thing is a tremendous opportunity to have him. And you've had other, you know, athletes. You had his former North Carolina teammate.
I was going to say, where's Brad?
Brad Doherty's been involved.
Brad Doherty, where's he been?
You know what I mean? Brad Doherty is celebrating now. Brad Doherty is very happy because his whole buddy's
going to all of them dudes are celebrating. Childress said he's got all the money in the world. He getting more money.
Yep.
All of them are getting money because this guy stepped out. They were happy with it being the way it's been.
Were they?
No, I'm saying for whatever reason, because they didn't step up and move it. And as you said, everybody's been making money.
Right.
If you all are making money.
But not like they could.
They could, exactly.
And you know what? And it comes at a time when we talk with Adam about how NASCAR has moved into the stream age. Mm-hmm. And look at how many different places Adam was working this year.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's where that's all coming, right? Because it's content. People may say, just like I talked about ESPN and the bowl games, well, there may be some empty seats at them games or whatnot, but every time they go to a commercial break, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And so that's where this is coming from as well.
We have been privileged to watching the sausage being made in a couple different sports right in front of our eyes. And I think the next one is going to be, I don't know that they have a Michael Jordan to help them win or get what they want, but the WNBA and that new CBA.
Yeah.
And that sport overall.
Oh, they got somebody. I mean, not somebody that can stand out, but they've got somebody that has the money primed. You know, not just her, but this wave of this new talent that's coming to the WNBA that's making people look and pay attention and making investors get involved and making people like Serena Williams become an owner franchise, right?
Well, yeah.
Right. So, I mean, that's all a part of that, too.
So, all right, coming up next, Terrell Thomas. And talk to Terrell. I'm sure he's having a wonderful time with his youngs. Oh, by the way, that Dick Van Dyke studio, which I had been to, I forgot the name of it. It's Wits End. Wits End.
W-I-T. That sounds like a good title of studio for him.
And now it's like a dinner theater, or what became a dinner theater, but I used to go to Wits End Studio up in Alpharetta and cut some stuff and do some voiceover work up there. And that was Dick Van Dyke and his old partner, I want to say the guy's name, Erickson. Yeah, Bill Erickson. And they were known as the Merry Mutes. Or excuse me, Mutes. The Merry Mutts.
Okay.
M-U-T-E-S. The Merry Mutts. They were a comedy team back in the day in the 50s, and but they have a connection to Atlanta. He came here from Danville, Illinois. And these guys hooked up and
all right. Made it happen.
Apologize for those of you
make
who
it happen
earlier. Yeah.
Make
yeah,
it happen.
Man. All right, you ready to talk some basketball with Terrell?
Why not?
That is coming up next. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning. By the way, even though Falcons got it done, we got a full day of football action. Tell you about what we got for you coming up. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
92.9 A Game, it is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning, 14th day of December. As we approach the holidays, you guys should know a couple things. We are going to be on both sides of Christmas, 24th and 26th, and we'll be with you ringing in the new year. And then mid-January, Sam and I get our Saturdays back, so we'll be back with you on Saturday and Sunday. Couldn't be happier. And again, thank you all for letting us be a part of your weekend mornings. Aside from all the other stuff, just thank you.
Very much.
Getting feedback that lets us know that you're enjoying what we do.
And we appreciate that so much.
Absolutely.
Really do.
By the way, if you can't get in front of a TV today, Falcons are done for the week, but there is still NFL action. Chargers at Kansas City. Kick at 1 o'clock, pregame at 12:30. We got that for you. Then switch to the NBA. Hawks at Philadelphia. That's a good reason why we got this dude coming on here in a minute. At Philadelphia,
yeah.
Free tip at 5:30, tip at 6, followed by Minnesota at Dallas tonight. That'll be after the Hawks game. And tomorrow we'll have Monday Night Football for you. Miami at Pittsburgh. Tuesday we got the salutes at Veterans Bowl. You're talking about coming up around the corner. You got these Hawks. They're going to be around for Christmas. They're going to be here.
They're going to be around. So they are home for the holidays.
Yeah, so if you're going out to the game, chances are you will bump into this dude.
Yep. And you know what? That's another little stocking stuffer. If you got a basketball fan, a couple of Hawks tickets.
Yeah, there you go.
Because since they're going to be home during the holiday, I think that's pretty good.
Terrell Thomas, East Urban Times. Good morning, sir, and happy holidays.
Good morning. How's everyone this morning?
We're doing great, man. We're talking to you.
Yeah. Now, are you planning this, you know, well, as far as the Hawks being here, you got to work those games, but you also got holiday events coming up. Is this going to be – you going to have sparks coming off your heels these next couple weeks?
I feel like it's been sparks coming off the hills since September, so it'll definitely be sparks coming off the hills as the holidays continue, but that's the best time of the season, so I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Listen, I saw a Philadelphia replay this last week, and they actually showing Joel Embiid replays, and they were saying, don't call it a comeback. I don't know what that's supposed to, you know, say about him and how he's playing right now, but Hawks are going to take them on today. Talk about both of these teams, where they are right now.
Yeah, this is a fun matchup, of course, for me today, and I think it could be a very intriguing matchup when you look at these two teams. They already had a very good battle a few weeks ago in Philadelphia, and I think we'll see one of the same tonight. As you just mentioned, Joel Embiid is coming off of his best game of the season. scoring 39 points in a victory against the Indiana Pacers. And we see what Jalen Johnson is continuing to ascend to be. Guys that had about three or four triple-doubles in his last six games, four triple-doubles, I believe, in his last six games, he's rolling. The Hawks, unfortunately, didn't win their last game in Detroit, but overall, over the past 2 weeks, they've looked really good. So I think both of these teams are in a prime spot right now. We're still, you know, we're creeping up on that Christmas break, as we've talked about over the years, where it seems like the NBA really begins to ramp up. But I think this will be a good battle and a good test for both teams tonight.
Yep, I agree. I agree, folks. And we're pleased to be spending time on the WaitForIt.com hotline on this Sunday morning with Terrell Thomas. And yes, he is social. You can find him at Eldorado2452, at Eldorado2452. Back to the Pistons. Talk about what makes it so difficult for the Hawks to get over the hump. I mean, they're playing without Porzingis. But still, you know, they go at him and win other games when Porzingis takes the night off. If they get down against Detroit and they just seem not to let the guys back into the game, what's the difference?
I think the two teams are very evenly matched. When you look at it right now, Cade Cunningham has just been on another level so far this season. And I think that Detroit is one of those programs that's battle-tested. We saw over the last two seasons them begin to really ascend and, you know, slowly start to look better and look better. And last year in the playoffs, I think, was a great learning experience for them. And I think they've taken some of that momentum over into this regular season thus far. I don't understand why, you know, playing in the Motor City has been such a challenge for the Hawks over the years. But I can say that the rosters, they are very, very even when you look at Thompson, when you look at Cunningham, when you look at some of the pieces they have there in Detroit. So it may just be a simple situation where, you know, they had the Hawks number this go around, and when the Hawks see them again, they'll have their number. I don't think it's anything too alarming at the moment, but it was a pretty lopsided victory for Detroit, and I was kind of surprised there.
One thing that people have been wondering about as far as this Hawks basketball team is the return of Trae Young. We got something from the team a couple of days ago saying when we might see him return to practice. What are your thoughts about that, and what are you hearing?
Yeah, you know, that's very refreshing news that he may be able to return to practice at some point this week. We don't know if it'll be in the beginning of the week or later in the week. And there's some hope and some optimism that he may come around, as we were just talking about, during those Christmas games that the Hawks have coming up. So I still don't think we'll be able to see the best version of this Hawks team without Trae Young consistently being on the floor and without Porzingis consistently being on the floor. Again, I do believe that this has been a pivotal time for Jalen Johnson, because now we really get to see what he can do. And I think the two guys that haven't played too much in Porzingis and Trae can now see how their games can fit along with JJ's. But I'm very happy to hear that, you know, we're on the upside of getting Trae back on the court, because we miss him out there, and I believe the Hawks miss him as well.
What are you going to see out of JJ first coming back that's going to let you know that he's back? He's back. He's doing, whether it's on the defensive end or the offensive end. What about his game that you need to see that's going to tell you not only is he back, but he's meshed well with the guys?
It'll still have to be offensively for me. I need to see him being more of a facilitator. I think we pretty much know what we're going to get from him on the defensive side, although I have seen some improvement there. I've been wanting to say over the years he needs to play more like Allen Iverson. When you're an undersized guard, do more of playing the passing lanes versus actually playing and trying to square up on a guard who may be bigger than you. But I think it has to be offensively. When we've been saying over the years that Trae needs help, that he needs more help, and he has that help with JJ now. So when you see that, okay, you have a guy who can get out there and give you 20 plus points, excuse me, on a daily basis, you kind of have to step your offensive shooting performance down and be more of a facilitator. So I'm really hoping that we get to see that, because I think that when Trae Young is more Steve Nash, as far as his, you know, assisting and making plays happen for other people, that's when he's at his best, and that's when the Hawks are at their best.
You hear who he's got? He's comparing this dude to. He wants to play like he got him first, Allen Iverson, then Steve Nash.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey,
that wouldn't be bad if he can do it.
Not bad at
all. You know,
we'll take it.
Yeah, exactly.
I will take it as well. Shoot.
Also, let's come back to this stretch of games we got coming up at home.
Okay.
And when what do you think? We're hoping that Trae gets back, but thoughts about them and also what they have an opportunity to do. You got back to back games against Chicago here. You can do some things as far as your position, as far as standings go, right?
Yeah, they'll actually have some, as you mentioned, being home. They've been on the road for a while. So it's great to, you know, kick off a homestand or get back on the road tonight. But playing the Sixers, playing the Bulls, then possibly seeing a Spurs team or a Western Conference team with Wembanyama looking like he'll be back in action. It will give the Hawks some time, a chance to gain some ground in the Eastern Conference. And as we've spoke on so far this year, the East is pretty wide open. Now, although Detroit has looked dominant thus far, and, you know, they still stand at number one, the East looks very, very wide open, and the Hawks have an opportunity to seize the moment and really gain some ground in the East at home. So I hope they're able to do that and they're able to take advantage of some home cooking coming up.
Greg, I don't know if you've been paying attention to this NBA Cup, this in-season tournament.
Yeah.
Last night I was up watching it last night, maybe a little later than I should have. You talk about Wembanyama, and you saw San Antonio
just going to bring that up to him.
Beat OKC, and everybody's right. Wondering, how do you beat OKC? How do you beat those guys? And they figured out a way to do it, right?
Well, it helps if you got a 7'7" dude. you got to get yourself one of them, and then you can take on OKC. But I was going to ask him, meaning Terrell, the statement came out last week from SGA and all these guys on the team that they want to get that record. They want to get the NBA wins record, which now is at 73. Golden State, I think it was the 15-16 season. They got the record, but then lost the chip to LeBron. Bulls didn't do that when they won 72.
Yeah.
So, A, your thoughts on them getting that, and B, do you think, you know, like we've talked about Golden State in the past and other teams, is it their championship to lose this year, in your mind?
I do kind of believe it's their championship to lose, at least thus far. I've been surprised. I was one of the guys, and I think last year you kind of convinced me. I was a person who really didn't believe in OKC. I thought that they would get to the postseason, despite how dominant they were in the regular season, and kind of fold just due to youth and still experience being a factor. And they surprised me. They went out and won the NBA championship. And their dominance thus far this regular season, I must say, has been very surprising as well. They have not taken their foot off of the gas, and they are very poised on going back-to-back and winning a championship. And as you just mentioned, breaking the record. So
you think they can? You think they can do it?
Ironically, I do believe they can. It's one of those things because when I look at them, I don't think of a Laker team with Kobe and Shaq. I don't think of a Bulls team with Mike and Scottie. I don't think of one of those dominant dynasty teams that we saw with the Splash Brothers. Like, I don't see that dominance, but on a night-to-night basis, they go out and they play their game, and it just seems like the other teams are so unevenly matched against them. So I do think that they have an opportunity to do that, especially with it being their goal, with it being a focus of theirs. I was very surprised that the Spurs were able to handle them and get a victory as far as the NBA Cup goes. But I do think they'll have an opportunity to do it, but I am hoping that some NBA teams hear that and their competitive nature rises and they play a little bit different. Because I think that the league has been a little soft as of recently when it comes to the competitive nature going up against the Thunder. So I want to see some better games there. I want to see Shea out on the court in the fourth quarter. But to answer the question, I do believe they can do it. It's just a matter of will they do it.
You got San Antonio against the Knicks in the final of this thing? Who do you like in that?
You know, I'm going to go with San Antonio. With them actually being able to beat OKC and with Victor Wembanyama being back, I think it'll be a wonderful matchup as far as Victor and Karl Anthony Towns goes. But I like the young Spurs. Not quite the same Coach Popovich Spurs, but right. I do still believe they're playing with that culture. I believe that they're still playing with some of his philosophies and things like that. And I think they'll get out there defensively and upset the Spurs. So I'm going to actually go out on a limb and say San Antonio.
Chelsea, who showed up again recently, he's back. Ja Morant. Doing some Ja Morant stuff. I realize where Memphis is sitting right now. But here's the question. Is he playing for his next team? Because I don't see him staying with Memphis. I think they want to get him out of there as quick as possible. It's humanly possible and still maintain, you know, some kind of team chemistry.
Terrell, what's your outlook on this guy? Because I watch the NBA on Prime, and everywhere I look, I'm seeing Ant-Man.
I'm just saying.
No, I'm saying Ant-Man is, you know, as far as being a face, as far as being stuff, mm-hmm. It's like everything that he kind of, whatever away, it seemed like Ant-Man's been there to scoop it right up and be that. But what's your take on Ja right now?
Yeah, to answer both questions, I do believe that Ja's playing for his next team. I think that's pretty evident. I think it's one of those things where it's unrepairable as far as Ja's relationship with Memphis and Memphis' relationship as far as the Grizzlies, not the city. The team and Ja, I think that relationship is just unrepairable. And the Grizzlies are looking to find a way to get the best that they can get out of the situation. And as far as, you know, there was a moment where it looked like Ja Morant was going to be the next face of the NBA. it does not appear right now that he has those stripes. And I would agree with you. I would have to look at a guy like Ant-Man who goes out there every night and gives his all. Not only does he give his all on the court, we've seen some of the things he's done off the court as far as giving his jersey away to the guys kids who are sitting in the quote-unquote nosebleed sections or giving his sneakers away to young kids. Ant just really seems to embrace the game, and he doesn't seem to cheat the game. And I think that's something that NBA fans and some of his peers, NBA players, really respect. So I do believe that Morant is certainly playing for his next team. Where that will be fascinating. But I also believe that Ant-Man is definitely in the runnings as the quote-unquote next face of the NBA.
All right.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, Sam says this all the time. Pack your patience. Get out there. I know you got to do Christmas shopping. You got the kids. You're running around with them. So apply that to your life. Right now. It's the holidays, Terrell.
I most certainly will.
Yeah.
I'm going to pack my patience, and I'm going to leave it. I'm going to wear it every day.
And especially
I'm going to wear that pack every day.
Yeah, yeah, man. And you got to go down there and deal with them folks at State Farm, and just crowds are going to be in your life now for the next month or so. So that phrase applies, and we just want to pass that on to you. And tell our nieces and nephews, Uncle Sam and Uncle Greg said hello.
Yeah.
What's up? Most certainly will. I most certainly will. What a great way to start Sunday morning.
And I'm going to leave you with this note. So, Terrell, do you know what happened on this day?
On this day?
The movie. You don't know. I'm going to tell you. The movie Philadelphia premiered. Denzel. Tom Hanks. For the rest of our audience, Terrell is from Philadelphia. So we give him these little strokes every once in a while. So there you go.
I remember watching that movie as a kid, and Bruce Springsteen having the streets of Philadelphia.
Yeah.
That was it.
How about that? Look at him.
And that's where I get that phrase from Denzel. Talk to me like a 6-year-old. Talk to me like, and I have applied that in life to this day, because I need that from time to time. All right, Terrell, listen, go out and enjoy the rest of your Sunday, buddy.
Y'all good. Have a great week, ladies and gentlemen. Talk to y'all soon.
There you go.
All right,
Terrell
a lot,
Thomas, he's Urban Times. We're going to wrap things up in a minute, get some more insignificant information to give you, things that happened on this day, and stuff we haven't even talked about yet. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning, 14th day of December. If I'm not mistaken, Sam, I had Noel play this because they performed, and I think it was this song, for the first time in the Ed Sullivan Show.
I think so.
So
I remember actually watching that show.
Whoa! Bonanza was probably on my. Actually, that might have been the same channel. I don't remember seeing them that first time.
Bonanza was on
NBC.
But Bonanza was on NBC.
Yeah, that's right. Ed was CBS. Oh yeah, Tiffany Network.
CBS on Sunday night.
I just remember when Tina Turner used to perform on there, and I would inch closer to the TV.
Yeah, I mean,
she had that effect.
Whatever you had, the dude that would come out and spin the plates on the sticks or whatever it is.
Topo GGO?
Whatever, man.
There's the famous story of what's his name? The guy who did the aardvark sound. If you remember the Pink Panther cartoon, and then he had those little side cartoons that would always be like that. It was the same thing with Bo Winkle and Bugs Bunny and all of them. And Pink Panther had the aardvark, and the aardvark would, and the voice of the aardvark was Jackie Mason.
Oh, okay.
If you remember that.
Yeah.
Okay. You ever talk like this? He was all like that. And Jackie Mason's was a stand-up comedian back in the day, and he famously, allegedly, did something while he was on the Ed Sullivan Show that pretty much ended his career until he started doing those voiceovers. But he was making all kinds of mannerisms, and Ed, as the story goes, Ed Sullivan thought he flipped him off.
Oh. And you wouldn't do that to the host of the show.
Well, you didn't do that. Then that was the most powerful dude in show business. After that, and he made and ended careers.
Oh,
much like Johnny did for years and the late night talk show host did. But that's just a famous story with Ed. But Ed was a little bit before our time. Having said that, you know who else we lost? We were talking earlier about NASCAR and the significance of the court case win by 23-11 and Front Row against NASCAR, but I got to thinking about different individuals with that sport, and today was the day we lost Alan Kowicki.
Okay.
The 93.
Mm-hmm.
I could not remember, forgive me.
Mm-hmm.
Was it him or Tim Richmond, the one who was in the helicopter crash or the plane crash? Was it one?
Alan Kowicki was in the crash.
All right.
And it was shortly after I had gone go-kart racing with him.
Okay, there's a story there that you can't gloss over. What? How do you end up go kart racing?
That was just something that you know he was his car was sponsored by Hooters. If you might remember seeing his car, I mean, we Chase Elliott lately has been the car he was sponsored by. Before that, Alan Kowicki drove the car that was sponsored by Hooters back in the '90s, and he won the championship. Amazing guy. I'm trying to think. He was from Wisconsin. He was the first Cup Series champion to have a college degree. I think he had like an engineering degree or something. But drove. And so they brought him to town. Of course, Winston was in Winston-Salem. Right. The cigarette company was running NASCAR in the days. And they brought him for media to have a day at a go-kart place with him.
So
we're all media guys. We're all out and putting around. And he's running around just going, bumping people and pushing. So he came up behind me, right? I'm like, oh, gosh, what is this guy going to do? And he's like, he didn't spin me around, but he bumped me a couple of times for the rear and whatnot. Didn't smile and went by. But we had a fun time with him. And not long after that, we lost him in the track. He was flying into Bristol.
Yeah, I remember he was going to a race, as I remember.
Flying to Bristol.
But yeah, Greenfield, Wisconsin. That's where he was born.
Yep.
And nickname, I didn't know this. He had two nicknames. One was Special K.
Okay.
Did you know that? And the other one was the Polish Prince.
Yeah, Polish Prince, because remember, when you have one.
If you're from Wisconsin, that makes sense to me.
And if you see drivers do something, you still will see some do today to honor him. You know, it's where you go when you go around the track.
Right.
He had a thing when he would win a race, he would take the victory flag and then go a reverse victory lap. Like they call it a Polish victory lap. He would drive the car back in the other direction. And so, right, and that's something that became popular. So drivers would do that to kind of honor and remember him, right? Why is that so funny?
I'm sorry. We're being really honest here, right?
Yeah.
This is something that was a part of my life until I moved south.
Okay.
I never saw this or heard this when I got down south here. Mm-hmm. But up north, they were as prevalent down up north, jokes about Polish people, and we know the derogatory name. Just like they do, rednecks down here, they say that.
Yeah.
Very proudly, right? The Polish people up there are very proud. But I don't hear those.
As was he.
That's what I'm saying. I don't hear those jokes anymore. Then you said that the way you said it, I knew exactly what you were talking about.
Right.
That's why I laughed, because it kind of took me back.
Yeah.
But that was like a thing that you would hear. And the Polish people would tell some of the funniest ones.
But the crowds would expect it.
When exactly.
When he would win, they would all wait to see if he was going to turn and drive back the opposite direction. Woo! Right, after he passed away, a lot of the drivers, you know, who had competed against him would honor him
right.
That way. They'd get the car and turn the car and drive back the other way.
But it's all kind of based in being a little bit thick, little dumb, right? Oh. And just like blonde jokes and whatever. And for whatever reason, they didn't make it south of the Mason-Dixon line.
Yeah.
Some other jokes picked up then, but I just remember some of them.
He brought it south. He did.
Very proud people, mm-hmm. Polish folks up there, and at least around Chicago, too. You got the biggest community of Polish people next to Warsaw, they said, in Chicago.
In Chicago.
A lot of Stepanowskis and things like that there. We got John Fricke coming up next. And listen, there's a couple things I want to hear John talk about.
I want to hear him because because of where he is and because of what happened last night. I can't wait to hear what John has to say. About that, you know.
Mendoza wins the Heisman Trophy, first from University of Indiana to win it. Is the question hanging there? And I'm sure John will have something to say about this.
I think he also has something to say about the Colts and who their quarterback
will
be
today. I was going to stay on the college level for a minute.
All right.
And as you asked earlier, when will Indiana maybe flip from being considered a basketball school to a football school?
If they win this playoff.
But my question is,
when the last time they won a basketball championship?
Oh, that's what I said, Bobby Knight.
That's what I'm saying. So, I mean, you know, I think most people watch him and say, Indiana, okay. What they've been in recent years. But they're blazing a new trail, man. They got a coach there that has captured the imagination and captured the hearts of people.
And he's the blueprint for what's next.
Yep.
You got to find that dude. They ain't that easy to find. But you got to do your due diligence. Oh, excuse me, ADs, you got to actually work.
Oh, yeah.
And you got to find that guy because now the landscape is completely different and it's got moving parts. And if these kids don't like what you're doing, they're going to pack up and leave. And that puts your program, whatever the sport, is in jeopardy. I was thinking about this when I was watching the replays. We talk about the blue bloods in college basketball and we talk about the blue bloods in college football. And I never thought about this, but there is a blue blood in another sport that the networks, when they're playing, they are sought after much, just like, you know, the old North Carolina Duke matchups. Nebraska volleyball.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's just crazy. And I think they just won another tournament or they're about to win it if they win their next matchup. But we saw what happened in the stadium with 80,000 showed up for that thing.
Oh, yeah.
But I just thought that was an outlier.
That's happening.
That's a thing.
It's
been a thing, excuse me.
But it's been a thing. More so than their football.
Well, that's true. Big 12.
That's my whole point when I talk about Nebraska.
Yeah.
You know, you just lost their identity. So now they can be volleyball.
They can be volleyball. Yeah. Right.
Right. They just recreating a new identity for themselves as an athletic program.
Tom Osborne is not walking through that door.
No. No Johnny Rogers. None of that people.
Do you know what else happened last night in the world of sports? John Cena shut it down.
Yeah.
And he did it with a loss. Sorry?
You think he stays that way?
Yeah, because he's got enough going on in his new career to keep that train rolling. So, look, at The Rock went back. Others have gone back. But it's
Ric
like
Flair one of those. Goes back for crying out loud. I'm just saying.
But it's ceremonial.
Is it ever final? That's my thing. So, yeah, but great. He did that. That was huge last night.
And, again, we apologize. We couldn't get Jack Leo on the show. We were going to talk to him about championships coming up.
Championships starting tomorrow. Tomorrow, state championship starts for high school football in the state of Georgia. And like I said, the long, winding road to the bins and the fortunate few teams that get to make it. I got time to run down the schedule.
Absolutely.
Run down. First of all, remember, you're going to have girls flag football championships each and every day. Tomorrow, we're going to have the Division I, Washington County against Harris County, Division II, Jenkins against Greenbrier on Tuesday at 10 a.m. They're going to start at 10 o'clock in the morning. Talk about, you know, biscuits and gravy. Whitewater versus North Oconee in Division III, Division IV at 12 noon on Tuesday, Milton against Blessed Trinity, and then Division V on Wednesday at 11 a.m., McEachern against Pope in the battle of teams that Greg knows very well, both of them. Now, the boys get playing Monday, tomorrow, 3:30, the battle of the Red Devils, Bowden against Lincoln County, that's at 3:30. Creekside and Benedictine, the 4A at 7 o'clock. Tomorrow night. Coming up on Tuesday, 2 a.m., the 2A Division I, Toombs County, Worth County. 5 o'clock, the 2A Championship game, Hapeville Charter against Carver out of Columbus. And 8 o'clock, the 6A game that has been flip-flopped from Wednesday to Tuesday will be Tuesday at 8 o'clock, Carrollton against Buford. On Wednesday, the final day at 1 o'clock, a private Class 3A class will have Calvary Day against Hebron Christian, 4:15 to 3A, Jefferson against Sandy Creek, and at 7:30 p.m., the final game, the 5A classification that we waited so long for will be played. Gainesville against Thomas County Central will be the final game before the lights go out at the bins this week. It is championship. We get out and see the high school championship games.
There you go. Listen, man, I'm really looking forward to what's going up around the corner. I really am. The times that we have, the holidays around the corner here, you and I are going to be doing some more shows. We're going to get our Saturday show back. It's just a good time. I mean, we've got other stuff going on in life, but I've decided I'm going to be on the positive side. The glass is half full.
Yeah.
I'm walking through life. It's going to be cold as you know what this afternoon. Bundle up.
Yeah, bundle up tonight. It's going to go all the way down to the 20s the next couple of days, and then get ready for a gradual warm-up. Into next week, we're going to be in the 60s next week. But, you know, first we got to get through today, tomorrow, and Tuesday, where the highs are going to be around 40. That's you know, glad that these state championship games are being played in a place with a roof. That's going to be great to see that. So, yeah.
Before we get on out of here and turn things over to John Freaky, a couple pieces of insignificant information to throw out there once again on this date. You know that the youngest monarch was ascended to the throne on this day?
Youngest?
The youngest monarch, period.
Okay.
Happened on this day. It was Princess Mary. Princess Mary of Scotland. She succeeded her father, James V.
Okay.
She was 6 months old.
Oh, whoa.
6 months old.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
On. Really?
Yeah, no, it's true. And this was 1542. You know, the royalty don't mess around, you know? I say that because it also leads me into your favorite monarch is Queen Elizabeth. Her daddy would have been her daddy's birthday today.
Really?
King George VI.
King.
Stuttered first. We know that movie, you know, the King's speech. If you've ever seen that, it's a pretty good movie. But King George, it would have been his birthday today. And the question remains, what's in his daughter's purse?
I've got to ask somebody to find out what was in there. You know,
crazy.
We'll see if we get a chance.
You know that there's, you know, everybody's got a birthday today. You know, birthday at some point today would have been Aunt B's birthday.
Oh, my goodness.
Frances Bavier.
Andy?
Who allegedly hated Andy Griffith.
Wow.
You heard that story many times. We were talking about Dick Van Dyke, 100 years old, and we're going to edit out the first part of this show where I killed him. But Maury Amsterdam from the Dick Van Dyke Show.
Okay.
Buddy Sorrell, would have been his birthday today. June Taylor. You know, what was June Taylor? The June Taylor Dancers. What is that from? Okay. I don't remember
what show they came on.
It was on one of them shows. I don't even remember. For you, Stan Smith, his birthday today.
Okay.
Rest in peace. You cannot show replays from Major League Baseball, but unfortunately not showing this one, the 86 Mets, and it's Bill Buckner.
Okay.
And today would have been Bill Buckner's birthday today. Yeah. We lost him in 19. Anyway, Mr. Crenshaw,
I got Georgia State basketball this afternoon. Georgia State, Kennesaw State women, 2 o'clock at the Convocation Center of Georgia. Ought to be a nice crowd. Ought to be a great game. And I'll see you this week at 6 and 11, Monday through Friday on CBS News Atlanta.
Chargers at Kansas City. We got that pregame. Starts at 12:30. Kick at 1. Hawks at Philadelphia. We got that 5:30 pregame. Tip at 6, followed by Minnesota and Dallas. We got Monday Night Football for you tomorrow night, too, if you can't get in front of a TV. Noel, we love you, and thank you for everything you did today. Have yourself a wonderful rest of your day. Mr. Fricky's up next. For everyone else, thank you for letting us be a part of your Sunday mornings. It's Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La, 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 Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.